there are a lot of questions today about what may be the biggest blunder in the history of the Academy Awards.
And the Academy Award for Best Picture.
You're impossible.
Come on. La La Land.
Well, we would soon find out why Warren Beatty was pausing for so long. After he and Faye Dunaway announced that La La Land had won Best Picture, the cast from that film took the stage and started giving their acceptance speeches, and then this happened.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Jordan Horowitz, the producer of La La Land, there, he had just given his acceptance speech when he was told that the presenters had opened the wrong envelope and it was Moonlight that had actually won. So how did such a big mistake happen at one of the most watched events of the year? Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does each week from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this is just unbelievable. Now, PricewaterhouseCoopers is the accounting firm that counts the Oscar ballots and holds on to those envelopes. What are they saying happened?
I mean, I'm still catching my breath, and I was already breathless. I mean, think about the year we've had. The Warriors were up 3-1. Clinton was 99% to win in several poll estimates. The Falcons were 99% to win the Super Bowl. Beyonce was supposed to win the Grammys. Can anything end normally anymore? It's like we're stuck in this reality simulator directed by M. Night Shyamalan. It's incredible. Okay, so here's what we know. We know that PwC has two copies of each Oscars envelope. We know that one copy of the Best Actress envelope was handed from Leonardo DiCaprio to Emma Stone, the Best Actress winner. We know that an envelope labeled Best Actress in a Leading Role, presumably the second such envelope, ended up in Warren Beatty's hands. Accounting firms are celebrated for their redundancies, but what seems to have happened here is that the redundancy itself is what led to this just unbelievably unlikely catastrophe for the award ceremony.
Well, and you can see that Warren Beatty, there's something going on. He knows that something is wrong here. I guess in the midst of a crowd of the most famous people in Hollywood, maybe you just get nervous and you don't want to say anything, or he wanted the producers to come in and fix it. I still wonder why Faye Dunaway just said La La Land.
I know. Last night, I was going through all of these YouTube videos like they were like the Zapruder film or something, like with JFK. I mean, think about all the things that had to go perfectly wrong for this to happen. One, he had to get the wrong card. Two, the movie on the card had to be nominated for Best Picture. It had to be a plausible winner. Emma Stone was the only nominee in her category who appeared in a Best Picture nominee. He had to have a second person standing by with him who would mistakenly just read the name of the movie rather than the actress. You needed so many different things to go perfectly wrong for La La Land to be announced. It just boggles the mind. It is unbelievable that it happened.
And here's something even more unbelievable. It wasn't even the only flub in the Oscars in this way. There was the Oscars In Memoriam video, and they put up a photo of someone who wasn't dead.
Yeah, that's right. The video showed the name of a costume designer, Janet Patterson, who passed away, in October. But next to Patterson's name, the screen showed a picture of a film producer, Jan Chapman, who is very much alive and has worked with the late Janet Patterson. And so I believe that Jan Chapman, soon after seeing her face in the In Memoriam section, tweeted out to her friends and family, I'm very much alive. I'm not dead. But sadly, sadly, the person whose name is next to my face is my dear friend who just passed away.
Well, you know, as Jimmy Kimmel pointed out, it's just an award show. So, you know, it could be a lot worse. But, you know, I wonder what it says that that somebody can make a mistake like that at such a crucial moment in a show that is watched by many millions. And then I was thinking about other examples of things like this. And one is what just happened at Columbia University, which sent around 300 applicants incorrect acceptance letters saying that they had gotten in when, in fact, they hadn't, and then had to go back and say, no, you weren't accepted to Columbia.
That's right. Your first point is really important. I mean, as much as we're laughing and having fun talking about a flub at the Oscars, it's a flub at the Oscars. This is not exactly the most important thing in the world. But yeah, this actually happens all the time, really, with college acceptance letters. Almost every single year, certainly every few years, there's at least one college that accidentally sends out hundreds of acceptance letters and then has to immediately rescind those after a few hours or a few days. A much more meaningful moment, one would think, you know, at the beginning of these young people's lives. The other event that this reminded me of in the sports world. There's the famous the play from the 1982 college football game. This is the famous call. The band is on the field. The band is on the field. That is the closest thing that I can remember to such a momentous flub, a last-minute flub in an entertainment spectacle
game. Well, people make mistakes. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you very much.